Celebrating the connection with our pets. This is Animal Radio, featuring veterinarian Dr. Debbie White, groomer Joey Villani, news director Lori Brooks. And now, from the Red Barn Studios, here are your hosts, Hal Abrams and Judy Francis.
Welcome. Grab your pet. Bring them around the radio. They love Animal Radio, too. We'll be going to the phones for your calls and ask to talk to Dr. Debbie or Joey Villani. Big show today. Big show. Denise James will be joining us. And I'm just going to call her the crazy animal lady. Is that okay with everybody here?
Hey, I don't know that I think she would approve that.
Yeah, I don't like that.
I don't know that I do either.
Well, she's not a doctor and she's not a professor. I can't really engage that way, but she just loves animals a lot.
It's a new color.
Okay.
Animal
enthusiast.
Okay. Yes, there you go.
Animal enthusiast.
Yes.
Denise James will be joining us later in the show. I understand she's going to be talking about how animals influence technology. Also on the show today, we're going to be talking opossum. Possum and opossum, which are two different animals, I believe. We'll find out a little more in just a few minutes. There's a young lady who's, she's into her possums, Leah Murray. She has a possum rescue, if I'm not mistaken. She has a little possum named Cricket, who's... I'll hold up the picture. Cricket here. This possum is eating a bowl of Fruit Loops.
I think that video went viral.
Oh, is there a video?
Yes.
Oh.
Oh, yes.
Oh, I'll have to see it.
Oh, I watched it.
Can we put a link over at our webpage?
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay. If you haven't seen this video that Judy's talking about, as soon as the commercial comes on, I'm going to go check it out myself because I have not seen it yet. And I love opossums. I think they're the cutest little critters around. Ferrets. And sloths. I love sloths.
I don't see many sloths in practice nor in the wild out here. But
yeah.
Probably not. But I love them nonetheless. And pictures of them, too. But this isn't about what I love. Sparkly things and birds. I love birds.
Okay, Hal,
I
you're
like
going
pretty
way
birds.
Off. Yes.
Well, I like birds.
Let's get rein you back in.
Well, this is the show about the animals that you love. And if you want to talk to Dr. Debbie or Joey Villani right now, hey, Wendy, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. Hi, Dr. Debbie.
Well, hi, what's going on?
Well, I've had a cat. I've had two cats. They're both the same in age. I got one year, then I got the next one the next year. I've had them both for 12 years. They get along relatively well. They don't hate each other. They don't love each other. They tolerate each other. However, it seems like around August or September, one of the cats, male cat, is neutered, starts spraying the floor and the couch. Primarily, actually, I need to bring this up, where he sprays is primarily where my husband sits. My husband is not the primary caregiver I am. My husband's a little more aggressive, bigger guy. And so I'm just wondering if it has something to do with my husband or a territorial between the two cats or something else.
Is anything, if there's a season change to this, when you're noticing, is there anything else changing in the home? Are there household schedules changing? Do you have kids coming or going? Work schedules changing?
No, nothing like that. Just the two of us.
Okay. Because that would be hard. If there were some changes, like often I will see cats that will do this kind of back to school. You know, kids go back to school. The whole household dynamics have changed. So we may see some elimination problems as a result of that. So it is possible that he is in some way, you know, trying to mark your husband or your husband's territory. So that might be kind of an intriguing angle that I would start with first, especially if he's not a real catty person, you know, like he's not a cat lover, he's a dog lover, then we might actually turn over a lot of the pet care to him when it comes to feeding. So instead of having an open food bowl out, I would ask your husband very nicely to feed the kitties twice a day. They may have food at other times, but we want to have that be the majority of the food presentation is by him, to see if that can help in some ways. But then we've got to deal with some of the other structural things here. If it is a particular area that they're working on, then there's a couple of things I would do. One would be I tried to make the area unappealing for the kitty to either approach or to mark on. So double-sided sticky tape is one of my favorite things for the kitties that kind of come up along, because oftentimes they're going to kind of scratch on the area first, rub on it. So that will be one thing to kind of keep them off the area. Or the static mats, the kind of the shock mats. Those two can kind of keep them away from the area. And even I've had some luck with the compressed air, the motion activated compressed air, to keep the kitties away from that area just to break that cycle so we don't have that repetition of the behavior. The more that the kitty is marking and urinating there, that's kind of perpetuating that behavior for the future. So we've got to stop that there. And then make sure we're also not missing anything that's changing in the environment. Whether it's a change in the traffic flow to the litter box. So adding extra litter boxes, taking covers off, and I switch out the different types of the litters as well. And then sometimes even kitty pheromones can kind of help to kind of calm kitties. So I'll put those in the same room where the couch is at. The other thing you can try is sometimes plastics or aluminum foil are just kind of make bad sounds when cats pee on them. So it can also be a way to keep them away from those that are a little bit kinder and gentler methods.
Yeah, he's actually learned to take the foil off the couch. He kind of goes around so it and then pees on it.
Ah, oh my gosh, you have a thinker there.
The only thing I want to add, though, maybe, and I've been telling my husband as we go round and round, is one of the cats, Angel, is a good cat. She likes to play chase. He'll go behind her and chase her up the stairs. She loves it. The other cat, Petey, who's the problem cat, my husband does that with him. I'm telling him he doesn't like it. I can just see the look in his eyes like my husband's trying to be domineering. And So I told my husband, if you stop doing that, maybe he'll stop peeing on that area. Mm-hmm. My husband doesn't believe that because the cat comes to him, sits on his lap. But then when it's time to leave the room and go to bed, my husband will start this, let's go to bed, and kind of push the cat with his foot.
Mm. Yeah. And I'd say if the kitty's body language is that he does not enjoy that, his tail is swishing back and forth, his ears are down.
He just kind of looks, he starts walking forward, but you can see he's not real thrilled about it. Like the other cat's like, oh, yes, let's play chase. Let's go run up the stairs. And she's all happy. And the other cat's like, a child that you're telling him to go to bed. And the kid's like, no, I want to stay up, not going to bed now.
Uh-huh.
Petey is trying to tell him that. And I said, just leave him alone, just go upstairs, and then, he'll be up later kind of thing. And that's kind of what started it. He had it stopped for about a month, and then he stopped peeing. Then he did it again, and now the cat's peeing again, and he refuses to believe that he's the instigator of this problem.
Okay, I'll solve this problem, Wendy. You can tell him the doctor said he has to stop this behavior.
Good. I wish I had a tape for this, because he'll probably say, this cat should do what I tell him to do because I'm the master of the house, this and that.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Have you thought of getting rid of your husband?
Jeez, Hal.
Well, sometimes, I don't know, he gets to be like a stubborn cat, like a big tiger that you can't train.
Yeah.
Well, the other thing, if your husband does want to make this some kind of a nighttime plaything, let's try to get something else involved rather than it just be him chasing the cat. If we can get a kind of a crinkle ball, something else that makes a kind of cool sound, if it's a cat treat box that you can shake, kind of have him change the game slightly so it's not so antagonizing and it's something more rewarding for the kitty. Because that's all we need to do. Cats, to motivate them, we just got to understand what they really want, and what they want is what they want. Maybe
exactly.
Food
and
one moment.
They want it, and they want to do, they don't want you to tell them when they're supposed to do something. That part.
You got it.
That I you get. I've had cats for 20-some years, so I know their behavior, but this one is the only one that's been peeing and spraying, and and it's just getting to the point where it's just every day you have to mop the floor, unless he's telling me your housekeeping is not good, which is possible. The floor is mopped every day. I'm just kind of over it.
Well, I think we need to do some of those little deterrents for the areas and then work on training the husband.
Yeah, I have, I have covered the couches. I started a couple days ago with carpet runners with the points up, and that seems to deter it. But he just sprayed on the floor instead. He's intent on marking.
Well, if that is continuing, then give me a follow-up call, and we can try to work through some other issues there, maybe with the husband and maybe with the environment as well.
All righty. Well, thank you so much for taking my call.
Yes, by all means.
You're listening to Animal Radio. Call the Dream Team now with the free Animal Radio app for iPhone and Android.
This portion of Animal Radio is underwritten by Fear-Free Happy Homes. Don't forget you can get your fix of Animal Radio anytime you want with the Animal Radio app for iPhone and Android. Download it now. It's made possible by Fear-Free Happy Homes, helping your pets live their happiest, healthiest, fullest lives at home, at the vet, and everywhere in between. Visit them at fearfreehappyhomes.com. And thanks, Fear-Free, for underwriting Animal Radio.
Portions of today's show are a repeat from an earlier broadcast.
Hi, it's Alan Kibble with another dog tip. Change is stressful for you, so imagine how it is for your dog. Things like moving to a new place or moving in with someone. And yeah, how about bringing home that new baby? When you do that, you're adding a new member to the pack. A lot of folks bring a new baby home and actually shut their dogs out, give them less attention, get anxious when the dog moves close to the baby. The dog will associate the baby with negative feelings, and your anxious energy will make the dog feel unstable. You don't want that, so let's talk about bringing that new baby home. First, as always, you want the dog to know that the baby is higher in the pack order. You want to teach your dog to respect the baby, and you do this with space. Well, Alan, what does that mean? The baby has a space the dog's not allowed into, like a nursery. You know your baby's coming, the dog doesn't. So when you set up your nursery, it's a great idea not to let your dog in that room. Long before the baby comes home, you're telling the dog that the baby is higher in the pack order. You teach your dog that that room's off limits. Try to keep the same structure you had before. If you take your dog on walks, and you should, keep doing it, but do it with the baby. You can even practice with an empty stroller before the baby comes home. And remember, the dog walks behind the stroller or at your side, never in front. When you enter your house, you're always in front of the dog. Since you're carrying the baby, that again reinforces that the baby is higher in the pack order. Now, once you have your baby, have a member of your family bring one of the baby's t-shirts home. It's got the baby's scent all over it. Put it on the floor, but don't let your dog get near it. Trust me, he can smell it fine from a couple of feet away. After that, you can pick it up and let him get a little closer, but don't let him touch it. Then just go throw it on the floor in the nursery. Again, this is teaching space and respect. Now, the day you bring the baby home, you want to be calm and confident. And you also want to make sure your dog's real tired out before you do it. Have somebody take him for a long walk or play with him. A tired dog is a calm dog. Act like you've come home with the baby a million times before. No big deal. You're calm and confident. And never let your dog invade your space or the baby's. With just a little thought and planning, your dog will give your baby space and respect.
Need a fix of the good stuff? Get more Animal Radio with the free Animal Radio app for iPhone and Android.
Streaming TV is where it's at. It's not about cutting the cord anymore. That's old news. It's all about your customized TV options. With the best and cheapest high-speed internet and your own TV subscriptions, we've got your dream TV lineup. Between wired and satellite internet and TV, you now have tons of options. Save money and get more internet speed and better TV today by calling the Whole Home Connect. We scan your location and offer you the best TV and internet options. And we always have specials and promotions. So when you call, ask about that. Take 5 minutes of your time. Make this free call now and learn how to save money and get better internet and TV for your home anywhere in the U.S. Make this simple and free call now.
800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. That's 800-617-5145.
Hear that? That's the sound of your life. Perfectly imperfect. Beating in rhythm to the world you've created. But every time you drive after drinking, the music gets drowned out. Your life sounds pretty great. Don't let a buzz ruin it. Buzz driving is drunk driving. Don't drive buzzed. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Is diabetes keeping you from enjoying life's special moments? At U.S. Med, we understand the challenges you face, and we're here to help.
With U.S. Med, I can finally manage my diabetes without it managing me.
U.S. Med offers a wide range of services to simplify your diabetes care. Personalized care plans, convenient access to cutting-edge diabetes tech, and knowledgeable support. Plus, we'll check your insurance so your diabetes care may be covered at little or no cost to you.
With U.S. Med, I feel confident and control of my diabetes. I can finally live my life to the fullest.
Don't let diabetes hold you back. Choose U.S. Med and experience better birthdays, better adventures, better anniversaries, and better everything. Call now. U.S. Med. Better service. Better care. 800-434-5019. 800-434-5019. 800-434-5019. That's 800-434-5019.
actual price will depend on product and subscription plan. Featured products are compounded drug products, which the FDA does not approve or verify for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. See website for details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Want to boost in and out of the bedroom? Hymns has you covered. Introducing a new 2-in-1 approach to level up your game. Tadalafil for better bedroom performance and zinc for testosterone support. Turn things all the way up and find affordable treatment options at up to 95% less than brand names at hymns.com/joy. That's hymns.com/joy.